When you play with a young child, hide and seek. Often the younger the child is, you can see them go into a corner, cover their eyes, and think you can't see them. It's not a bad thing. It makes a lot of sense if you're 1 year old or 2 years old, because they can't see anything. How can anyone else see me? This kind of approach to life is something psychologically that we adults often do. Simply by avoiding an issue, we think it has no consequences. As it's often stated, young children are afraid of the dark, and older people are afraid of the light. It's not an easy thing to see yourself as you truly are, or even, as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, to pray to the Lord to give me insight to see myself as I am, not as I would like to be, not as my dreams would have me be, not even as those who love me say that I am. Never believe your own press, but to openly and courageously say, Lord, reveal to me the things that I do subconsciously, unknowingly, so that I can become a better person. Never be satisfied simply to be, but be always willing to become better. There is a saying in business, innovation should never be an event. It should be a way of life. You should always seek in your business, your company, to innovate every day. And so the word repentance is the equivalent in the Christian spiritual life, that every day we seek to repent, change our mind, in Greek, metanoia, to always have it be, how can I be better? Not to simply to say, I haven't killed anyone today, I haven't burned down a house, I haven't attacked anyone, therefore I'm not bad, but to say, how can I be better? What can I do to become a better human being? Innovation is not an event. Repentance is not an event. It should always be a way of life. May the good Lord give us the courage to seek to be better for the sake of the love of others, that my primary gift is always myself, and I should want to give you a better gift every day. Slava Isusu Christu.